After endless diagnostic tests that you may have endured, after hours and hours of research on the internet about Parkinson's disease that you might have engaged, after what might have consisted of hours of search on the Parkinson's Recovery blog or other Parkinson's disease websites, there is one conclusion that you and I or anyone can derive. That conclusion is simply this. The big picture is simply this. Parkinson's disease and the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease constitute an intrinsic imbalance in the body. The yin is not matched to the yang. The adrenaline is unmatched to the dopamine. Many people think of the issue as a dopamine deficiency. A richer and more informative approach is to simply acknowledge that an imbalance exists between the two for whatever reason. When I say adrenaline, I'd like to suggest that you couple with that particular identity all of the hormones that basically pump you up, that set you into a hard drive, that make it possible for you to do difficult and challenging work. This is the alert state. This is where you're able to make the world turn around. On the other end of the spectrum, of course, is the relaxed state, the hang out, space out, relax your body, and who cares what's going to happen in the next hour or day to you or anyone you're around. It's a place of no worries, no concern, no anxiety, no worries, and certainly no frustration. No one can lead a vibrant life if one or the other of these is essentially dominant. This is not the case for Parkinson's, but of course, if dominant for you happened to be an emphasis on dopamine, that is, you had too much dopamine and not enough adrenaline, chances are you'd be lazing out and unable to form any productive work. Alternatively, most people with Parkinson's find the opposite. The adrenaline is turned on full blast, although the dopamine tends to trickle in and day out, it's not quite enough of a trickle to balance out the incredible flood of dopamine. It's not enough to balance out the incredible flood of adrenaline, which permeates through every cell of the body. Another challenge to the imbalance associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease is when the adrenaline begins to pump, when we go into an alert state, when we become frightened or worried or concerned about our safety or the safety of our loved ones, dopamine is instantly pumped and generated and manufactured by our body, and it tends to circulate throughout our entire physical body for anywhere from 40 to 58 hours. In other words, 2 days. In the case of dopamine, in the case of when you might have been enjoying a meditation state, perhaps earlier in the day or yesterday, the dopamine actually only hangs around the physical body for a few minutes, if that. I'm sure you've experienced cases where you were very relaxed and because of a phone call from a child or a family member alerting you to a serious concern, you are instantly pumped up and ready to go into fast action. Balance, then, for this reason and many others, is a critical and a formidable challenge. It's not, of course, just the balance of these two hormones. Remember, there are 40 hormones that are circulating throughout the body, all of which must be balanced moment to moment. This meditation is designed to invite you to explore the nature of whatever balances might be currently present in your body. I have no particular overlay to give you before we engage in this self-discovery. Simply be open to whatever information might come through after I send you in the various exercises I have designed. Exploration exercises that enable you to tease out the character and the nature of the imbalance between yin and yang, between dopamine and adrenaline, between the charge up state and the space out state that you carry moment to moment in your body. So let's go. Let's go on a journey that allows you to do just that. Take a breath in, get relaxed, get comfortable. Hold the breath just a couple of seconds and then let that air out, allowing whatever tension you might be carrying in your body to dissipate. One more breath in, just a couple of seconds, hold it and then let it out. And again, let whatever tension you might be experiencing currently in your body to literally float up into the ethers and be dissolved. I now invite you to take each of your hands facing palm up. You may want to hold your two hands in mid-air, or it may be more comfortable and easier for you to lay each of your hands on a table surface. Whichever way is easier is the right way for you. Right palm up, left palm up, and the two hands spaced apart about 8 to 12 inches. With your consciousness now, connect with your right hand and ask yourself, does my right hand represent the yin or the yang of my body? Is this hand the best hand to represent dopamine, or is this the best hand to represent adrenaline? Check in. There's no right or wrong answer to the question. If you're feeling a lot of energy running through that right hand, it may be adrenaline is the answer. This is the can-do side, or perhaps it's not. Check in and make a tentative guess as to which hand here at the right side is going to represent either dopamine or adrenaline, yin or yang, the can-do or the space-out side of who you are. Hold that judgment now and switch over to the left hand and sink into the energy that is represented in your left hand. Is the energy furious? Is it active? Does it feel as though the left hand best represents the can-do, the adrenaline side of who you are? Or does the left hand better represent the opposite? Who's there in the left hand? Dopamine or adrenaline? Yin or yang? You may have derived the very same answer to each side. Hopefully not. Because what we like to be able to do is to create a dialogue between these two sides of you that are currently not balanced. So check back over on the right side. Was your initial assessment of the right side still feel correct? Switch over to the left side. Is your initial assessment of the left side correct? Because there is an imbalance, one is going to be dopamine and the other is going to be adrenaline. Firm up those assessments now and allow one of your hands to represent the yin and the other the yang. One to capture the essence of dopamine that permeates through every cell of your body, and the other hand to represent adrenaline that also permeates throughout every cell of your body. Focus now into whichever hand represents adrenaline for you, whether that's the right or the left. Palms still facing up, resting either on the table or in mid-air. Look at that hand. Sink into the energy that is represented in that hand. And ask your hand the question, so what's up? And I mean really ask the hand, what's up with you? And listen now to whatever answer you hear. Whether that's through words or senses or feelings, or perhaps some movement of that specific hand. Settle in, feet on the ground. Be present to yourself. There's no right or wrong answer to what you are doing now, for you are engaging the most magnificent journey of all, the journey that involves listening to the wisdom of your own body. What is that hand telling you now? Listen, feel in, sense, assess, hear, reflect. Please switch to the other hand, the hand that represents dopamine, the laid-back side of who you are. Sink into the wisdom of what that hand is now telling you and ask, what's up? I want to know, I want to hear, talk to me. Listen to the wisdom that is reflected in that hand of what your body needs to tell you now. What's up? Tell me. I want to hear. Now, please take both of your hands and turn them 90 degrees so that one palm is facing the other palm. You may want to continue to rest your hands on the table surface, or you may want to hold your two hands in mid-air. Start about 8 to 12 inches apart. Remember which of the two hands represents dopamine and which of the two hands represents adrenaline. And now, invite those two sides of you to talk to one another not in words, but rather in movement. Cast away words, get out of the mental side of what's going on, feet on the ground, and allow your two hands to communicate with one another, moving closer or farther away. Communicating energetically one to the other. Dopamine communicating to adrenaline. Adrenaline communicating to dopamine. Allow the two hands now to talk with one another. No preconceived idea or a notion about what is supposed to happen here. Allow your body to communicate valuable information to you about what's up, about what is the true nature of the imbalance in your body now. Allow there to be a dance between the two hands. As your hands move, one with the other, in whatever way that feels right in the moment. Which of the two hands is the dominant hand? Which of the two is in charge here? If there is a hand that is the dominant hand, then with your intention, switch roles and allow the other hand to become the dominant dance partner now. Allow the dance to unfold now. Allow your hands to move juxtaposed to one another. However that needs to happen for you. Observing, feeling, sensing, knowing the meaning of what your body is telling you now. Perhaps one hand is frozen, perhaps not. Observe, listen, know. This delicate dance is magical, for it now communicates to you information that you have not had heretofore. Switch now. And instead of having one of the two hands be the dominant hand, allow each hand to have equal influence in how this dance between your two hands unfolds. Equal in every respect. Moving and floating to and fro, back and forth. Fingers either moving or not. Allow your hands to speak to you now. It is the case that we are wired in the brain to use our right side and communicate with our left side, and our left brain is used to communicate to our right side. This means that your right hand now is being controlled by the left side of your brain. in the interest of rewiring your neural networks, I now invite you to use your intention and switch the wiring to your right hand from the left side of your brain to the right side of your brain. Allow that right hand now to be controlled by the right side of your brain. And notice what happens. You do this literally with your intention. You may also feel the shift in your physical head from left to right. Did the movement of your right hand shift in any particular manner or fashion when you shifted the control from the left side of your brain to the right? What happened? What happened to the dance with the other hand, with the left hand? Notice the shift. Notice what it did to your dancing partner. Using your intention now, let's rewire the left hand. That again is typically controlled by the right side of the brain. So with your intention now, shift the control to the left side of your brain and allow the left side of your brain to control your left hand. Make it so now. As you are forging new neural networks, new ways to create your neurological wholeness, setting a new pattern that will forge a balance between your yin and your yang, your adrenaline and your dopamine, your can-do and your space outsides. What happened to the dance when you shifted the control mechanism for your left hand to the left side of your brain? Did it stop? Did it change? Did it shift? Did it stutter? Did it freeze? Did it go into flow? What happened to the right hand when you shifted the control? Allow now the dance between each hand to flow effortlessly, moving in whatever way your body says these hands need to move. Perhaps so slowly you can barely detect movement. Perhaps so quickly you can barely see what's going on. Allow the two to flow back and forth, remembering which hand is the dopamine and which hand is the adrenaline. Allow now this most magical dance to resolve and conclude as you take each of your hands and turn them downward, palms facing the floor, and place now each hand either on the table or on your knees. Take a breath in, hold it just a couple of seconds, and let that air out. And with your intention, allow there to be a perfect balance between the right and the left. Neither is too much or too little. Just enough can do, just enough laid backness. Another breath in, hold it, and allow that air to go out using your intention. To restore, rejuvenate, and regenerate perfect balance between the right and the left sides of who you are. Restore, rejuvenate, and regenerate perfect balance between the yin and the yang. Restore, rejuvenate, regenerate perfect balance between your dopamine-associated hormones and your adrenaline-associated hormones. Acknowledge now the perfect balance that exists in your body. The harmony, the centeredness. As you allow the web and flow of life to unfold from henceforth, moment to moment, doing when doing is necessary, relaxing when relaxing is needed, flowing in and out, up and down, allowing the life force to come through you and out. Know that with your intention, you can return to this place of balance. Simply take a breath in, hold it for just a second, a breath out, and do that a second time. That will remind your body to instantly return to this place of balance. A place of balance that, when maintained, will allow your neurological system to function flawlessly. Make it so, moment to moment. You have the power to make it so. Use it. Now, today, this week, and forevermore. This is Parkinson's to Recovery, and of course I am Robert Rogers. May you have a delightfully balanced existence from this day henceforth. Good day.